Tonight, in a ruling that could reshape the future makeup of Congress, the Supreme Court limiting the use of race to determine how congressional districts are drawn, slicing away at the landmark Voting Rights Act, signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson in 1965 at the height of the Civil Rights Movement. It came after a group of white voters in Louisiana argued one of the state's two majority black districts was improperly drawn, relying too heavily on race. Tonight, the court's six conservative justices agreed, Justice Samuel Alito writing, "Allowing race to play any part in government decision-making represents a departure from the constitutional rule." Republicans, including Louisiana's governor, rejoicing.
I think this whole race baiting race issue on the redistricting has been put to bed finally once and for all.
Justice Alito writing, the only time race can be a factor is when there's evidence the state intentionally drew its districts to afford minority voters less opportunity because of their race. Alito noting, vast social change has occurred throughout the country and particularly in the South, which have made great strides in ending entrenched racial discrimination. But Democrats point out with this ruling, only one of Louisiana's six congressional districts will be majority black, even though black voters make up one-third of the state.
This is one huge step backwards for racial justice and for the health of our democracy.
In a scathing dissent, Justice Elena Kagan declaring, if other states follow Louisiana's lead, the minority citizens residing there will no longer have an equal opportunity to elect candidates of their choice. She warns the consequences of today's ruling are likely to be far-reaching and grave, calling it the latest chapter in the majority's now completed demolition of the Voting Rights Act.